got you there, the tour in Manchester, Lammard, Toshin Pigimo, Rabinomin Bitensky.
Firstly, I'd like to an important clarification. I noticed on my way in, a terrible mistake on the notice has a wrong topic. So anyone who came to hear about Hashras Hashchina or the Mishkan every Shabbat, you can feel free to go because that was yesterday's Shia. And today, I would like to talk about how to prepare Mishloach Monos. There's a bitter and vicious debate which has been going on for years about how much time, money, resources to spend on Mishloach Monos. So some of us, we're leading regular lives, we're oblivious to the heated argument around us. You just need to open the Hamidiyah before Purim to see passionate letters on both sides of the argument, people spending too much. It's a good thing, it's a bad thing. On the one hand, the mitzvah is to send one Shlach Monos, which consists of two food items, to one person. So anything more is raising the standards, excessive. On the other hand, it's hidu mitzvah. People want to do extra. People want to do more. And people want to use it as an opportunity for hakaras hatov. So I don't want to take sides in this argument in case there's a risk, the anger of someone who's been radicalized on the topic. But just one horror, to weigh in with one horror. I once heard from an Odom Godel, a new pshat in Minhag Yisrael Torah. It doesn't just mean that if Klal Yisrael are doing something, there's value to the Minhag. It means that HaKadosh Baruch Hu orchestrates things, that Yidden generally are trying to do the right thing, the Shmiras HaMitzvah, Stikto Kalocha. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu arranges things that if large segments of Klal Yisrael do something, even if they don't realize what they're doing, it has a value. It has it's a meaningful thing what they're doing. There must be something more valuable to Mishloach Monos that we need nowadays, that we spend so much of Purim. There's the halacha of Shloshim Yoim Kodem Achag, that a person's meant to prepare for the Yom Tov. The halacha doesn't apply by Purim, because there isn't so much to do. Not so many halachas, there isn't so much to do. That's the halacha. So that's why they say Chag doesn't mean Yom Tov, but it's put in halacha that it doesn't mean Purim and Chanukah. But people do spend many, many, many days before Purim with Mishloach Monos. It's different to all the other mitzvahs of the day. You go to hear the Megillah, you go 10 minutes before, you go to davening, you hear the Megillah. Mishloach Monos, we spend a lot of energy before, and on Purim itself, delivering. What can we learn from Mishloach Monos? So there is a Gemara, one short Gemara in Megillah about Mishloach Monos. Two stories in the Gemara, and both stories are difficult to understand. The first story is Rabbi Yehuda the Nasiya, Rabbi Yehuda the Nasi, sent Sholach Lei L'Rab Oishia. He sent Rabbi Oishia Igla Atma de Igla Tilsa, meat from an Igla Tilsa. Igla Tilsa is a third born calf, which the meat is very on a high standard. That's what he sent. V'garba the Chamra, and a bottle of wine. Two things to Rabbi Oishia. Sholachli, Rabbi Oishia sent a message back. Kiyamto bonu rabbeinu Mishloach Monos. You have achieved Mishloach Monos. What's going on? So in Yushalmi, the story carries on. But Rashi's Gersa in Bavli, this is the story. what, why is this a story? Every year, every war must have been sending Shlach Manas. So Reb Yehuda Nasiya sent a Iglatilsa and a bottle of wine to Reb Oshia. And he said, you've done Mishlach Manas. Of course. Everyone must have been doing Mishlach Manas. What's the message back all about? The second story, Rabbo Shodale le Mori Ba'amar. Rabbo sent to Mori Ba'amar Biyad Abaya. Abaya was a Talmud of Rabbo. And Rabbo sent him to Mori Ba'amar with Shlach Manas. What was the Shlach Manas? Taska de Kasper. Mori Taska de Kasper. A sack full of kernels, roasted kernels of wheat. Mori Taska de Kasper. Sorry, that means a sack full of dates. And kernels of wheat that have been roasted in a cup. Two things. In a cup. A cup. A cup. A cup full of roasted kernels. Two edible items. Very nice. He sent back. So Abaya said, Abaya was a Talmud of Rabbo. So Abaya said to Rabbo, seemed to be a criticism, which you don't find in the Gemara, that a Talmud criticizes his Rebbe. You won't find it. But here, Omale Abaya, Abaya said to his Rebbe, Rabbo, Hashta Omar Mori. Mori's going to say, when he gets these two things, they're basic items. When he gets them, he's going to say, Icha klo malka lehavadukulim mitzuro. That Rabbo has become an Odom Choshev, a special person, a Nossi, and he's still sending farmers things. He's still got the farmer's basket, was the expression. So he seemed to be criticizing Rabbo for sending basic items, even though he's a Nossi. So Mori Ba'amar got the Shlach Manas, and he sent back two of his own things. Kosa de pilpil, it was a type of hot pepper. And ginger. Ginger and hot pepper in cups. I saw a sefer of Gera Chosid before the war, who says this Gemara is so hard, this is the Gemara that's a raya for Purim Torah. But it's not the usual mahalach to just say the Gemara saying Purim Torah. So we can try and understand this story. He sent him wheat and dates. Abai criticized him, and he got back a cup of ginger and pepper, hot pepper. So there's a pshat from Reb Leib Kritinga, who's a nephew of Reb Yisrael Salanta, brings from his grandfather, the father of Reb Yisrael Salanta, the Ben Arya. Beautiful pshat in this second story. He says like this. The Gemara says in Horus, there are two ways to learn. It's something called the Sinai and something called the Oikah Horim. A Sinai is someone who learns what we call Bekias. He knows a lot, learns a lot, and that is his strength, covering vast amounts of material. Oikah Horim is someone who learns very deep. Gemara says Rabbo was an Oikah Horim. His speciality was to learn extremely deep. The Gemara there says, which one's better? What should you do? The Gemara says each person should work out what they're good at, what their Tchonas HaNefesh is, and they should develop that, and they should concentrate on that, and there'll be other people who do the other one. So we need both. The Gemara says we need both. Someone who's a Sinai should concentrate on being a Sinai, a Boki. Someone who's a Oikah Horim should concentrate on learning deeply. And that is generally the way to learn. Says the Ben Arya that Purim is a time to appreciate the other Mahalach HaLimud, another person's Maila. See, even though normally a person's meant to concentrate on doing what they're good at, but Purim is once a year when we put effort into showing appreciation for another person's mahalach. So he says, Rabbo is what the Gemara calls the quintessential Oikah Horim. He was sending to Rav Mori Ba'amar. He says Rav Mori Ba'amar must have been a Boki. He doesn't bring a Raya, but there is a Gemara in Erevin that the Gemara says Rav Mori Ba'amar says, and Rav Mori Ba'amar describes the length and breadth of Torah. It says Rechova Mine Yom, and he says how many thousands of times bigger than the world the Torah is. That's in the size of Torah, the scale of Torah. He has an appreciation for the size of Torah. So you see, he was a Sinai, someone who learned a lot, knew a lot. Rabbi was sending a message as a Oikah Horim, as someone who learns deeply, to somebody who learns a lot. What was the message? He sent two things: wheat kernels, roasted wheat kernels, and dates. Both of these things. That same Gemara in Horus that talks about Sinai and Okahorim, the Gemara says, what's someone who's a Sinai compared to? The Gemara says it's like a wheat merchant. A wheat merchant has the staples. He puts energy into accumulating staple foods, wheat. Sinai also, he learned the basics, the Gemara, the basic Shas, a very, very lot. Dates, also the other thing that was sent. The Gemara says that in Bavel there was a lot of dates, so they had no excuse not to learn, because dates gives you everything you need for your nutrition. So these two things are examples of staple foods, which is Rabbo saying to Rav Mari Bama that I appreciate your Mahalach HaLimud of basic learning, learning a lot of, and it's a sweet way, these both foods are sweet foods, it's an easy, it's a palatable way of learning that you can you can learn it on face value more, and it's much easier, it's more accessible. Like these two foods are accessible foods, everyone can get hold of them. Abaya, who was the Talmud, he said to his Rebbe, he wasn't criticizing him, he was saying, you are a Nasi, you've become a Godel, and you still have the humility to appreciate a more basic Mahalach HaLimud of Rav Mari Bama. And he was impressed with his Rebbe's Anova, that he's able to appreciate even a more basic Mahalach. That was what was going on when he sent him those two foods. He was showing appreciation for the other person, a different way of doing things, and which is Shlach Monas is a time to do that, to be Ma'aber Reyes. What came back? What came back was ginger and hot pepper. Rashi says, Oikahorim, Rashi in Horus says, Chorif u'mefalpil, sharp, and mefalpil means to complex. These two foods symbolize the maila of Oikahorim. Ginger is sharp, it enhances the foods that you put it in, which is what Oikahorim does. A person learns deeply, the Gemara comes to life, the Gemara has more meaning, like ginger does to a food. Pilpilin are obviously, in the word you can see already, that it's like pilpil. It has a rich, complex taste, which is like the maila of Oikahorim. He says he was showing that I appreciate your Mahalach, Rabbo. Rabbo was at Oikahorim, so he sent him the two foods to show him appreciation for his Mahalach HaLimud. That's what the Ben Arya says on the second story. If we can apply the same thing to the first story, what Rabbi Yehuda Nasiya sent, an igla tilsa, meat from an igla tilsa, and a bottle of wine. What are those two foods? Where do we find these, and what do they symbolize? Igla tilsa, the Gemara says in Psochim, that Rabbi Yosef, the famous Gemara, Rabbi Yosef said on Shavuos, that he asked them to make him meat from an igla tilsa. The Mashal explains that besides for being very good meat, it also shows, it symbolizes what the Gemara says in Shabbos. The Gemara says that the Torah is given in thirds, in threes. There's Torah Nevi'im Ksuvim, there's Mikra Mishnah Talmud, it's given by Moshe Rabbeinu, who's a third-born child. Is given on the third month of the year, and the Gemara says other things which are thirds, which is in threes. The Torah is given in threes. Igla Tilsa is Torah. What is Torah? Torah is three. It's always three because it's MS V'yatziv. Stability is three. A stool needs at least three legs. These Shlosh Advarim HaOlam Omid. Three always shows MS and Yetzivos, stability. But Igla Tilsa symbolizes Torah, the Kol HaTorah Kula, giving of Torah. Yayin is Chochmas HaNista, is Kabbalah, the other half of Torah, Kabbalah. Yayin, the Gemara says, Erevin Nechnas Yayin Yotzo Soid. So Yayin is the same Gematria as Soid. One of the few times the Gemara brings a Gematria. Yayin is 70. Soid is 70. So Yayin, the reason is because wine is inside, is hidden inside grapes. So Yayin always symbolizes Chochmas HaNista. What Rabbi Yehuda Nasiya was sending to Rabbi Ishiya was the big Talmud Chochom of the day. The Gemara says any braisa that he didn't say, we can't rely on, because he knew what there was to know. Rabbi Yehuda Nasiya was sending to Rabbi Yishaya foods, two foods, that, but the what he was trying to say was the idea behind it, that I appreciate you as a Talmid Chacham. Igla Tilsa, Yayin, these two things are Torah. You symbolize Torah, and I'm sending you something that shows my appreciation to you. Rabbi Yishaya sent a message back, Kiyam Tobonu Mishlach Manis. You have achieved the ultimate purpose of Mishlach Manis. I understand what you're saying, and you've done the job of Mishlach Manis. Not just the two basic foods that you sent, but the idea behind it, I understand what you're trying to do. That is what Mishlach Manis is for. The Ma'abares, it often leaves us with a bit of an uncomfortable feeling. We're not sure if it can accomplish. It's different to the other mitzvahs of Purim. When you hear the Megillah, so the idea of the Megillah is to help give you an appreciation of the Nes. You read the Megillah, you feel that. Mishter, you eat, you drink, it brings a feeling of, it'll raise the mood. Invariably, it will work. Matanot Evyonim also, someone's poor, so anything you give him will alleviate that to, as much as you give. That's how much it'll accomplish. But Shlach Manas, we wonder often if our chocolate-coated wafers, do they have what it takes to enhance a friendship? It's not an easy thing to do. But if we, besides for what we give, we work on our feelings behind it, and we prepare. In today's day and age, there's so many opportunities for machlokas and different factions of Klal Yisrael, and if we can work on appreciating differences and the richness of the tapestry of Klal Yisrael, that difference is not necessarily something to divide. We can, if we appreciate that and we show that through Mishlach Manis, today is Rosh Chodesh Adar, the mazel of Adar is Dogim. It's the only mazel that has two things in it. Besides the Toimim, which is a unit of twins, in the constellation itself there are two sections of it, two fish. And the fish face in different directions. So it could be that the idea of Adar, the whole Chodesh, is you have two things, two people, two types of people, and they're facing in different ways. They're two different types of people. And the idea is to see if we can bring together difference, live with difference of other people, and appreciate other people's differences. The Maharal explains what was going on in the time of the Megillah, that they went to the Suddas HaKashverish. Why did they deserve to all get killed? So he says, well, Haman said to HaKashverish, Yeshnoi Am Echod, Mefuzo Meferod Bein Amim. There is an Am Echod. Am Echod is one united nation. Mefuzo Meferod is dispersed. What the Maharal explains is that Klal Yisrael have a koyach to be one. They can be united. But at that point, they were more dispersed, which is why they went to the Suddas HaKashverish. They were looking for social outside of Klal Yisrael. And it's unnecessary that, because there is within Klal Yisrael enough difference to help that you a full social life within Klal Yisrael. So what Esther said straight away when she heard, says the Maharal, is Lech Knoi says Kol HaYehudim, gather everybody, bring everyone together. And the Megillah ends off, Nikhalu HaYehudim, we forming in Kehillos, which is a tikkun of what was going on at the time. The Yidden understood that, and they got together, they joined together to be more Ba'achdus, and to bring the Shekhinah, which is Echod, Hashem Echod. I saw a beautiful remez in the Bnei Soscha, in Ador. He says, he brings from the Sfarim that the Malach that is Mamuna on Chodesh Ador is called Avrechil. That's his name, Avrechil. Every Chodesh seems to have a Malach, and he's called Avrechil. Why is he called Avrechil? What does that name mean? So he says, he brings a Medrash Plia, a Medrash that doesn't seem to make sense. The Medrash says that Esther, just read out what the Medrash says. Shaula Esther asked, why were the Yidden mechuyev to be destroyed? There was a gzeira from Shemayim that Yidden should be destroyed. What did they do? From Shemayim the message came, mipnei shenasu Yisrael moch v'rosh. The Yidden have become moch v'rosh, two expressions of poor. They have become impoverished. What does that mean? Miyad poscha Esther va'omra. She responded and she said, "Keli keli loma azavtoni." So it's a medrash that doesn't seem to have an easy pshat. Keli keli loma azavtoni was a response to the moch v'rosh of Klal Yisrael. Says Ibn Yisoscha that the two words Yisrael and Michoel. Michoel is the malach of Klal Yisrael, which looks after Klal Yisrael. In charge of looking after Klal Yisrael. So if you take the Keli, the Aleph, and the Lamed, and the Yud out of Yisrael, you're left with Rosh. If you take it out of Michoel, the Malach of Klal Yisrael, you're left with Moch. Moch v'Rosh was what she asked, why do the Yidden deserve Kloyot, deserve to be destroyed? So the answer is Shiva lo min ha-shamayim, mipnei shenas Yisrael Moch v'Rosh, they've become impoverished. Take the Keli out of Yisrael and out of Michoel, you're left with Moch v'Rosh. What did she say? Keli, Keli, Loma Azavtoni. Why have you left me? Why is the Keli out of Klal Yisrael? Because if Klal Yisrael are not Echod as they should be, they're not one, then it's very hard for them to be joined and close. Takish Bochu is Hashem Echod. And that is a tikkun of this month and of Purim itself. To spend time, maybe even resources, especially on Mishlach Monos, which is the way to be Mar Bereus, which you do through the feelings behind it, and then we zeichet to what we say in Mavach and Achodesh, we say Chaverim Kol Yisrael. Like through Chaverim Kol Yisrael, we have the Geula, and we be zeichet to Nisan. It's taka Nisan Nigalu as a continuation of Purim and Adar. Shkoyach. Yeah, you can't.